Lazlo, come here. Come on. Good boy. Come on. Oh, that's my boy. Look at... Oh, yes. Come on. Come on. I'm Andrea Seabrook, and this is Flojo over here, and Lazlo, my two beautiful basset hounds. Say hi to everybody. Speak. That's a good boy. Flojo. Today we're having a party, a big dog party, and we've invited some very furry characters. There's Ralph, the mutt who chewed through an electrical cord, Chet Baker, the Boston Terrier with a face only a mother could love, the talented and deranged Lulu, Fritz, the blind frisbee-catching dog, there's old Cooper, the 13-year-old... Oh, Lazlo, am I boring you? All right, we'd better get down to it, or I'm going to lose my audience, okay? Sit, stay, and no jumping on the furniture. When you think about it, really, dog owners live in a slightly different world than the dogless. You can hear it in the stories they tell.
I don't really want to have to admit on public radio that we call Sophie Boo, but that is one of her nicknames.
And that's a terrible thing to do, Tavi.
I'm on my way out the door, and Sophie will come and greet me, and she's rolled in something.
We know immediately when she's done something wrong.
She sort of comes into the living room with this kind of West Side Story, We Are the Jets look on her face.
And then we kind of look around and say, uh-oh, you know, what's been destroyed?
Well, this is a farm, and it's not only mud, because there's a lot of cows out there.
She will roll in it. She will embed it behind her ears. She will get it in her collar.
Oh, stay. Hey, sit.
And so we walked in, and they had just redecorated this beautiful room.